We all went to all business, those that went to school, those that went so many places today. And Lord, we have come together in your presence this hour. You are the one that brought us together tonight. You are the one that takes us out in the morning and brought us back this evening. Lord, this hour we have come to fellowship with you. And we ask for your presence. We ask to come and take over. We cannot do without you. Holy Spirit divine, thou power of God, come and minister to your people tonight. And bless every soul that has come here tonight. Lord, I decree none of your people that will go this end. Lord, enrich them and grant their heart desire tonight. Let every prayer that we're going to make in this place tonight, we ask you to answer us. Those that are in need of deliverance, deliver them tonight. Those that are needed for, oh Lord, for miracle, perform your miracle in their life. Those that are needed for healing, heal them tonight. Open the eyes of the blind. Make the deaf to hear. Make the deaf to rise and walk. Lord, we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Come and have your way. Give your people attention. Without getting your word, they will not know what to pray. Without getting your word, they will not understand you. Give them understanding as the word comes tonight. And bless them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we believe you have answered. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our topic this night is breaking the stone of limitation. Amen?
Yeah.
Breaking the stone of what?
Limitation.
Hallelujah. And that's our topic. And I want us to understand the story as we begin to understand. Because devil, his plan is to make the plan of the God not to be fulfilled. He used to stand in the plan of God. He used to stand against the prophecy of God. He doesn't want the prophecy of God to come into fulfillment. So he used to stand against it. Amen? He doesn't want the plan of God to come to pass in people's lives. So the devil needs to stand on it, to block it. Amen? So that you cannot reach to your destination in that prophecy. So he likes to block it. Let's start from this Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 23. You see what Jesus prophesied about his death, about how he will suffer and how he will die and represent at the third day. He prophesied other things. You will see that yes, devil can use any man to start again the plans of God. Amen. So Simon Peter stood against that prophecy. He said, no, he will not die. And Simon Peter is not timid to devil. Amen. Now wear him like a cloak and stood against that prophet. Then thank God Jesus rebuked that devil. Amen? So sometimes when you are doing something, it's not true that it's in. It's the devil. Amen? They will not fear you because it's chief agent of temptation. He will take you, he will wear you and repeat whatever God is planning in somebody's life. Amen? Matthew 16, 21 to 23.
Matthew 16, 21 to 23.
I said.
From that time.
From that time.
Jesus began to show his disciples.
He began to show his disciples.
That he must go to Jerusalem.
That he must go to Jerusalem.
And suffer.
And you suffer in Jerusalem.
Many things.
Many things.
From the elders.
From the elders.
And chief priests.
And chief priests.
And scribes.
And
And be killed.
Mm-hmm. And also he will be killed. He was prophesying, telling them what will happen.
And on the third day.
On the third day.
He raised.
That he was resurrected.
And Peter took him.
Peter took.
And began to rebuke
him. He said, no way and not happen.
Saying, God forbid, Lord.
God forbid, Lord.
This shall never happen.
This shall never happen to you. Who can stop the plans of God? Nobody can stop the plans of God. God wants to save you and I. God wants His Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. And the devil entered into Simon Peter and said, no way! And see what Jesus did. Amen? And that's what is happening today. Many of us, they're refusing to hinder people not to do the will of God. Amen? Many of us today, that's what is happening. They did not know when Simon Peter was doing it. They didn't know that he's trying to block the plans of God. That he's trying to block and hinder the prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? After Jesus has told them what is going to happen, that he's going to die. It's for the sake of the whole world, for the sake of the whole people. Amen? To save souls from the pit of the hell. Then Peter, devil entered and said, no way! It cannot happen! It cannot happen! You cannot stop the prophecy of God. That no man can stop the plans of the enemy. But today, many of us, both parents, devil have been using them to stop, you know, what God plans for their children. What God plans for their life of their children. The parents do not stop that. It's not you that is doing, but it's devil. I want you to understand it. Amen? And what did Jesus say? That's it.
But he turned and said to Peter.
He said to Peter.
Get behind me,
Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Not Peter. He said, Satan, get behind me.
You are a hindrance.
You are a hindrance.
To me.
To me.
For you are not on the side
that
of
God. That limitation that we are talking is a hindrance. Amen? Hallelujah. What devil is planning? That's why he entered into Peter. Because he knows that, yes, Jesus is the master of Peter. And Peter is the disciple. Then devil entered into him and said, master, it cannot happen. Amen? It cannot happen. And what Jesus said, he said, you devil, in people, get behind me. Satan, get behind me. What I have prophesied will surely come to me now. Praise the Lord. That's the limitation there. You have a hindrance for me for this prophet not to come to pass. Get behind me, you Satan. He didn't rebuke Peter. He didn't say Peter, get behind me. He said, Satan, get behind me. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating tonight? Go ahead, are we finished?
For you are not on the side of God.
You are not at the side of God. The plan of God is for Jesus to die. Amen? For you and I to be liberated. For you and I to be set free from our bondage. That is the plan of God. So, you are not in the side of God. That's what Jesus told Peter. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead. Matthew 7, verse 52 to 56. You see what happened there? That yes, the enemy tried to bring the plan of the God, to make it to be in vain. He tried to frustrate that plan. Then he couldn't succeed. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Nobody can stop God not to do what he wants to do. Who are you? Am I talking to somebody? Go ahead. Matthew 7, 52 to
56. 66 and it says, next day, that is, after the day of the preparation, the chief priest and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, sir, we remember how that imposter said, while he was still alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Therefore, order the temple house to be made secure until the third day. Lest his disciples go and steal him away, and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fruit is worse than the first. Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can."
Don't block his grave so that he cannot rest. Don't do whatever they will do to make sure that you will not come up on that day. Amen? Okay. That's what Pharaoh did. They went to Pilate and said, "This is, well, that man that used to say that he is the Son of God." Amen? See what he said. So now we have killed him. To make sure that prophecy did not come to pass, let's not block his grave. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's take a big soul, something that will block that place so that he cannot, or his disciples will come in the night to carry him and they will not say that they are resplendent. Amen? Let's come to it. Finally, said, "No problem. You have the power to do that." Amen? Go and block that place so that no one will go near to remove the stone to carry his body. And what happened? Mark chapter 16, let's see the story there. Amen? Mark 16, from verse 1 to 4.
Mark 16, from verse 1 to 4, and it says, "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome, bought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early, on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb, when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, 'Who will roll away the stone for us?'"
Already they have gone and carried a big stone to cover. They don't want his disciples to go there, to visit him. And they don't want Christ. That's the reason of that too. They don't want Christ to come out, or for people to carry his body. They block the grave mouth. Amen? Hallelujah.
Yes.
And those that are came to anoint him, they saw that problem gone. They saw that hindrance, that big foe. They don't know how to remove it. They thank God. Amen? When every planning is over, God also will plan what to do. Amen? To bring solution into it. And what happened? God sent his angel. Before the women were raised there, they have saw the stone, but God surprised them. Bible says, suddenly, the stone rose up. Amen? Hallelujah. What rose that stone out is the power of resurrection. Amen? He removed his stone out from there. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? And then before the women went in, and the angel announced unto them, "Who are you looking?" They now told you. They said, "Oh, sorry, they are risen. Praise the Lord." Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? Somebody, anyone that is trying to block their destiny tonight, that stone or whatever they are using will be broken in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? Anywhere that have buried your destiny, your life, tonight the power of resurrection will bring your destiny out of that grave in the name of Jesus. Now listen. Jesus Christ predicted his death and resurrection. When he died and was buried, the enemy took great soul to block the door of the grave, so that it will not be possible for him to come back to life. That's the reason why they did it. Amen? They blocked the mouth of that grave so that it can never be possible for him to come out. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? Hallelujah. The stone that was put at the door of the grave shows the stone of limitation. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? It shows the stone of what? Limitation. You cannot reach to your goal. You cannot reach to your destination. Hallelujah. then that stone was removed. Any stone that is, you know, standing against your destiny will be removed tonight. I see it rolling away. I see it rolling away. If you believe it, I want it louder, amen. Hallelujah. The stone that was put at the door of the grave shows the stone of limitation. The stone was so big that it will be impossible for his man to roll away the stone. Praise the Lord. The stone was to prevent the prophecy. Nobody can stop the plans or the prophecy of God. He said, every word that goes out of my mouth shall not return void unto me. The aim shall be accomplished and prosper for what he has sent it for. Amen? So nobody can stop God not to do what he plans. That's why he said in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he said, I know the thought that I have towards you. I know the plan that I have towards you. A plan is not a plan of evil, but a plan of good, and to give you what? An expected end. Praise the Lord. He has a good plan for you. And that's the reason why in verse 13 of that Jeremiah, he said, go and pray unto me concerning that prophecy. Because you know that the devil was trying to block it. Sometimes when we get prophecy, we come and relax. Amen? We come and relax, yeah. God will do it. God will do it. Devil will try to block it because devil gets prophecy of God. You know the one thing? He hates it. And that's the reason why when prophecy comes to you, pray and talk to God. God said, pray. Go and tell me about the prophecy. Amen? And God will bring it to pass. Because one thing that he said, he will bring it to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. The enemy will keep trying to stop the fulfillment of prophecy in your life. Amen? The prophecy that comes into your life, the enemy will try to block it. They will try to frustrate it. They will try to make it not to come to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Enemies do not want the fulfillment of the prophecy of God. They doesn't want it. Enemies hate prophecy. The stone was to limit the plan of God. That's the meaning of that stone there. Amen? To stop the plan of God, then nobody can stop what God has planned. Amen? And whatsoever that he wants to do, he will do it. Nobody can stop him. Praise the Lord. What are the stones that have been placed on your way this year? I don't know the stone, but you know the stone. Amen? Any stone that the enemy has placed in your way this year, I see it rolling away. I see it rolling away. I see that stone gathering in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we began the year, we began with God. Amen. So God always goes before us to remove every hindrance, every barrier that will stop us from making it in this year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What are the stones that have been placed on your way this year in order to limit you? I see the stone roll away. In the name of Jesus. The enemy do not want you to prosper or succeed. They want you to die halfway, but you will not die. I said you will not die. Your family shall not die. And we all will live and declare the work of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They want you to move, but not to reach your desired destination. But I see you reaching to your desired destination. You reach to your desired destination. If you believe it, I want it louder, amen. That's the plan of the enemy. All the things that God plans for you, he doesn't want it. He wants to frustrate every plan of God in your life, then you will not succeed. You will not succeed. Am I talking to somebody? He hates every prophecy, every plan of God. Everything good coming to you, devil doesn't want it. Hallelujah. But I see all his plans for present tonight. All his plans shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. We have to deal with every form of obstacle this year. And that's the reason why whenever we gather with now our prayer, we scatter all his plans, all his evil agenda against us and our families. Whenever we come, place your hand on your head, place your hand on your heart, we try to scatter all their plans. Amen? So that their plans will not be achieved. Am I talking to somebody? That's the reason why when we come, when we are praying, follow us and pray. All his plans, don't let it to come to pass. Amen? Because he doesn't want the plan of God to come to accomplish in your life. So don't allow his own plan to come to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This year is your year.
Amen.
Whatever God has planned for you, whatever God has prepared for you, it shall reach your hand.
Amen.
It shall come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we began with him, we employ him in this year. Amen. And we believe in all the plans that you have for us. And Bible says, those that trust in him shall never be what? Ashamed. Praise the Lord. You can never be ashamed. Whatever else God has planned for you this year must surely be accomplished. It must surely be fulfilled in your life. In the name of Jesus. He stands for the power of limitation. His stone, there, they used to place that great man. He stands for the power of limitation. To limit you. And to limit your progress and your success. To limit your destination. That's why he placed that stone. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the power of limitation. Power that says, this is how far you will go. Amen? We don't want you to cross this place. Amen? They draw a line. This is where you stop. You know, when you see some goats, when they put red rope on their neck, the goat will try to move forward to get a leaf to eat. Then the rope will break the goat back. Amen? That's what we call limitation. You can always have things that do things here. Amen? It's not your own. You will see, sometimes you see the goat will be swallowing its saliva because they want to eat that thing. Then you cannot reach. That's how devil put on people. Amen? That good thing, no way. Your spirit is in your tongue. But they want to move. Make a move. I want to get it. They say we will draw you back. That's what we call imitation. Amen? Hallelujah. Every day you look, you see it again. This rope will draw you back. You cannot reach there. You cannot get it. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Let somebody say, devil, you are a liar. I must reach to my desired destination. Am I talking to somebody? Devil is a liar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how limitation works. You cannot reach where God said that you will reach. That is a liar. Amen. I will reach to my desired destination. And no one can stop me. Where my parents stop, I will overtake them. Am I talking to somebody? I will not stop that place. My parents stop. Amen? I'm a new creator. Old things have passed away in my life. And new things have begun in my life. So I'm moving forward. I cannot follow my parents to stop where they stop. I will overtake them. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Praise the Lord. Some people will say to me, my parents talk to me. My parents see a red car, and therefore I was not like God alive. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? The wish of God is for you to prosper. The wish of God is for you to succeed in life. The wish of God is for you to make it in life. Am I communicating? Praise the Lord. That's the plan for God to want you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as the soul prospers. That's the wish of God's word. Amen?
Yes.
The devil doesn't want it. But I see that limitation in your life breaking tonight.
Yes.
I see that limitation removing from you tonight.
Yes.
You are jumping over that limitation tonight.
Yes.
Amen? Hallelujah. It's just like a trap. But it's you that will remove it with prayer. Amen? That rope of limitation will be cut off tonight.
Yeah.
That soul of limitation will be removed to you.
Yeah.
You remove tonight,
yeah.
And you will never see it again.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Power that says you cannot go beyond a particular level. I see you moving to another level.
Yeah.
Next level. I say next level. Say I'm going to a next level of my progress, of my prosperity, of my success, of my favor. I'm going to the next level of my upliftment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This song was to do two things. The first thing was to make it impossible for Christ to come out from the grave. The second one was to make it difficult for anyone to reach him. Sometimes we try to reach him, we don't reach Christ. Amen? That's the soul of limitation. Amen? One, that soul represents the other Christ, will not come the Lord of blessed again. They try to hinder him and stop the prophecy of God. The second one there is to make believers not to come to him. Many will be struggling to come to God. Watch it. That soul, the rope will draw them back. Amen? Many will say, I will go to college today. You see them sitting at home. Hallelujah. Limitation. My friend, you are not going anywhere. I'm the one that owns you. No one that owns me than Christ. Amen? It's my Lord and my Savior, my Master. Amen? Hallelujah. Many will try to come and serve and worship him. He will draw them back. Don't cross that path. He will go back. Amen? Hallelujah. That's true. That's limitation. Will be broken tonight.
Amen.
If you believe it, I want it louder ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to pray tonight and pray and command every soul. Why the word came is to feed you with the knowledge what limitation can do into a man's life. Amen. It can stop you. It can stop the plans of God in your life. It can stop you not to move forward. But since you have now got the message, and know that what stops the plans of God in your life is the limitation that the devil has placed in your life. Amen? So what since you have understood it right now, you now know why the devil, you know, trying to stop you, is you that will remove that thing. I cannot guide you. You take hammer and break that limitation and remove it from your way and continue moving forward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, Lord.
Don't cross this mark. There are four marks that you never cross. This is where your father stopped. You follow him and stop there. This is where your mother stopped. You follow him and stop. You follow her and stop there. You cannot cross it until you die. I want somebody to say, you are a liar. I'm crossing over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You cannot give me mark where I will fall. Why God wants me to prosper? Why God wants me to move forward? When you open Exodus chapter 14, you see where God tells Moses, there is people to move what? Forward. The wish of God wants you is for you to move what?
Forward.
But the wish of devil wants you to remain where you are. Amen?
Yes.
So if you want your credit card, be aggressive and be angry over devil, putting limitation in your life. Amen?
Yes.
Some plan that God has for you this year that has not accomplished. Amen?
Yes.
Pray so that those plans will come to you for payment. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I coming again?
Yes,
sir. It is time to pray. Come on, brother. We have heard the message. This sword has come to you. The tools to pray have come to you. Amen? You have seen that devil put limitations that you cannot move forward in your education. He can use many things to draw your attention, to scatter you. But enough is enough. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Devil, you cannot stop you. You cannot stop you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you ready? Open your mouth and begin to appreciate God and let somebody be one. One hot praise. Begin to appreciate God for the word that you have heard. That word is a tool. It's a weapon that will take to fight the enemy right now. You have seen it and you have seen what devil is planning. Even Jesus, he saw what devil is planning. Amen? And he now sees it up that devil entered into him and tried to use it. Amen. To hinder the plans of God. And Jesus shouted, we parents, sometimes we hinder our children not to serve God, not to worship God. Jesus is rebuking that devil in you. That demon in you, Jesus is rebuking it. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah.
Power, super power, Jesus power, oh Jesus power.